USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The director of the National Institutes of Health is confident about the prospects of a coronavirus vaccine.
We are all optimistic that the goal that we have set to have a vaccine that works and is safe by the end of 2020 will be met by one of the vaccines. I've just mentioned one, but of course there are several all being conducted side by side.
Speaking at a Senate hearing, Dr. Francis Collins says vaccine development has already moved at a rapid pace. Former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain was admitted to the hospital on Wednesday and is being treated for COVID-19. Cain's staff saying he is not on a ventilator and doing well. The directors of intelligence agencies are briefing a gang of 8 congressional leaders and chairs of the intelligence communities regarding reports that Russia paid bounties to the Taliban to kill U.S. troops. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A record 4.8 million jobs were added to the U.S. economy last month. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The latest report was taken in mid-June before there was a resurgence of COVID-19 that led to new shutdowns. Elaney Kerr-George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 4.8 million in June, and the unemployment rate declined to 11.1%. In June, employment in leisure and hospitality rose sharply. Notable job gains also occurred in retail trade, education and health services, other services, manufacturing, and professional and business services.
The number of those without a job fell by 3.2 million to 17.8 million.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York Chuck Schumer, though, is pouring cold water on that report, saying COVID-19 conditions continue to worsen across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The area in downtown Seattle known as CHOP is no more as police officers came in and reclaimed that part of the city. That wasn't before Horace Lorenzo Anderson Sr.'s son was shot while in CHOP. After being shot, Anderson's son died a short time later. Anderson joins Fox News and says justice needs to be served for his son.
Somebody needed to come to my house and knock on my door and tell me something that, you know, I don't know nothing. All I know is my son was, he got killed up there, and he's just a 19-year-old. No, that's Horace Lorenzo Anderson. That's my son, you know, and I love him. And that was my son. When it comes to my son, I feel like
it's personal.
Just like you said that, somebody should help my son. He needed help. He needed paramedics. He needed the police to come in. Somebody was supposed to go in there and help my son. And even after that, still I need to, man, let me know. I shouldn't know from some little kids. I should have somebody, I'm 50 years old, somebody should have knocked on my door and said, man, we need to sit down and talk to you and let you know what's going on, because I still don't know what's going on.
Members of CHOP blocked ambulances that were trying to get to Anderson Sr.'s son. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.